Greetings from the end of the kingdom, series 7, episode 8. And we've arrived at the last episode. Now, originally I had planned to do 9 episodes, and the 9th episode would have been from home. But we're still here in the New Forest, and it is the 9th day, it's the final day, and I didn't record an episode last night, but I was so tired after the long drive yesterday that I decided that to not actually bother recording an 8th, because I just didn't have the energy or the gumption to do it. So I decided to give it a miss and to cap it at 8. And also because the 9th episode would have come from home, so it really wouldn't have been from the end of the kingdom. And admittedly, I appreciate that this episode also isn't from the end of the kingdom either. It's literally just from the New Forest. And we still have one last adventure that I'm probably not going to record now, maybe only in photo form, but I might do a retrospect episode and call that, you know, a kind of a reflective episode, and I could potentially call that episode 9. I don't know, but anyway, or maybe I will, but I won't sort of do too much of that in this. So yesterday morning, we got up and at Land's End, for me, it was a good night's sleep, and it was probably the first night's sleep in a tent this holiday that was quite comfortable. It wasn't cold. I was warm enough. The ground was flat enough. It was really quite pleasant. Lucas said he wasn't cold, but he also wasn't like hot or warm. I think he was somewhere in between. So it wasn't especially uncomfortable for him, but not amazingly so also. And it was very sort of, again, plain sailing. It's been quite good in terms of packed down and putting stuff away. And we didn't sort of bother with breakfast. I got up quite early, about 7, and sort of milled around. One of the first people across the site, and it was just lovely, you know, being able to sort of sit out in the chair and with a coffee and just sort of stare at the Atlantic, or the distant side of the Atlantic, staring at Land's End with the breeze and well, say the breeze, it's the constant wind. It just wasn't too windy. One thing I noticed is once I'd pegged out the tent the night before properly, it stopped flapping about, obviously, and it was comfortable. I was a little bit worried that it would get too cold, and I was a bit worried that it would be too windy because we were in between two camper vans, but it was fine. It was absolutely fine. And so we left Land's End about 10:30, I think, and headed to, got petrol, and then decided to our slow and steady head west, basically. No, east, not west. We've already done, we couldn't go west. So we hit destination east. And we arrived at the Victoria Interchange services for breakfast. And we had Taco Bell for breakfast, which ended up being more or less lunch, actually, which was not, because we, you know, it's a bit of a, I moan about Taco Bell because I think I make a much better Mexican burrito and taco than they do, for me anyway, because obviously, you know, I don't eat meat, but I think Lucas probably really does enjoy it. So we had that, and it was fun. It was really nice, actually, I have to admit. And they do a really good hot sauce, so that was pleasant. And then we were there for probably 45 minutes, closer to an hour. Then we jumped in the car, and I noticed that probably after about 2 hours, I was struggling a bit in terms of tiredness. So we pulled into the Hog Inn, which is the last service station before you hit the M5 going east. Not realising I'd been there many times before. and I got an energy drink because I was just going to get a Red Bull. And Lucas was like, no, get a Monster. So I got a Monster, and that helped actually. So that was kind of cool. I was driving along drinking that. And then we got to Charmouth. So the idea was that we were going to go fossil hunting at Charmouth. So we arrived in what looked like a really pleasant, I keep saying this word, pleasant, what looked like a really lovely seaside town, right? And we got out, and then it was like the parking machine was change only, or you do it via the parking app, right? And it's like, I didn't have change. So I thought, okay, so I've got to download this app. And I've had problems with this parking app before because it was one of the ones where I've got an account and I've lost the password. It won't let me reset. And then we were there for about 15 minutes. And in the end, I just said to Lucas, I can't be bothered with this. Sorry, we're not stopping. So got back in the car and we started driving. And then I saw a signpost to a town called Sea Town, right? Bear in mind, this is in Dorset. Now, for the past 8 years, I've worked out, we've driven this route, okay? Because usually at the end of the holiday, we go and visit my parents. We go via the A35, via Dorset, to pick up the A31 to get to the New Forest, right? Which is usually our last day, which is what, you know, we're doing now. And we always pass, I remember every year, we see this sign that says Sea Town, 3/4 of a mile. And I've always wondered what it was. So I said, you know what, we're going to have a look. And it is the most picturesque little seaside village, basically. And it's a bit hilly and it's like a single track to get there. But it's, you know, a pebbly beach and they've got a pub and a campsite and a, a holiday village campsite and a pizzeria and a spa. And so I was thinking, actually, I'm starting to think that this could potentially be a new destination for us because we were looking for somewhere in Dorset that was kind of, you know, not too far, but not, you know, so far that it's kind of like, you might as well just go to Cornwall, we're going that far kind of thing. And I think we found it. So we ended up staying there for an hour. Lucas tried to get me to bury him in the pebble because it's a pebbly beach, you know. We found a few stones. I don't know if they're actually fossils. They look like they could be. I didn't have my glasses. And I'll wait till I get home to have a proper look with a magnifying glass and stuff to see what's actually in the rock. But it was a really, really nice time. The only downside was they charged me £8 for parking, which is fine if you're parking all day. That's actually quite reasonable. That's not necessarily a huge charge, yeah. But if you're only there for an hour, £8 is ridiculous. So I kind of felt robbed because I thought it was only £4. but anyway, that particular time was absolutely worth it. Then we drove off, left there, and we went to Poundbury. Now, if you know what Poundbury is, it's a new town next to Dorchester, which was commissioned by Charles III, our current king. I don't like saying that actually because I'm not a royalist, I'm a Republican, but anyway, he commissioned this town, and I didn't say anything to Lucas, but I've been before and I've already got my, I'll share my views in a second. And I was driving around, I was saying to Lucas, like, look at the architecture. It's a new town designed in the old style, a sort of very sort of classical Georgian Victorian type thing. And he was like, yeah. And he was like, yeah, it's kind of like, it's got no sort of feeling to it. And I thought, that's interesting that he said that, because I said that as well when I first went. It's utterly soulless. And he said, yeah, it kind of looks like it's fake. And I was like, yeah. There we go. So anyway, we went there and then we went to the Queen Mother Square and I took pictures, and then there's the Butter Market, which was, but it kind of feels like a pop-up town, like it sort of shouldn't be there kind of thing. But it is there, but it shouldn't be. Anyway, it's worth going to have a look. They've got a little Waitrose if you decide you want a meal deal. We didn't actually in the end. I was going to, but we didn't. And then we got here. We arrived here at the New Forest, set up the tent in really quick time, actually. It didn't take any time at all. And then we had our second bit of sin for the day, which was we went to McDonald's, and I had no energy whatsoever to cook. And I mean, usually when we do a drive from Land's End to the New Forest, we leave about 6 a.m. and then we're sort of here by late morning, sort of around 11 o'clock. But it's leaving at 10:30 and then stopping 3 or 4 times for a significant amount of time, I should add. We didn't get here till 4:30, 5 o'clock, you know. By the time we set up the tent, it was sort of 5:30, and we sort of got ourselves together to get in the car. It's kind of 5:45, and you know, it was just a very long day. Certainly something more so than what we're used to, because I think normally what we do is I get to my mum's and then I sort of pass out on the sofa. We usually have a shower and then I pass out on the sofa. But we had the time yesterday to do all of that at Land's End, of the shower and the stuff like that. So we did all of that. So didn't need to do it here, thankfully, which then brings me on to this spot, right? So we're at the youth hostel in New Forest. I opted for this because usually I feel that youth hostels are fairly good value for money. I've been a member now for 10 years, I think. And ordinarily, I would say, yes, they are. I mean, each one is different. Each youth hostel is different. None are the same. They're not like a homogenous. I mean, it's a kind of like a homogenous brand, but they're not all the same. They're each individual. The last time I stayed here was April 2025, I think, just before Easter. And I think it was when Lucas was in... Where was it? Lucas was heading to Florida. And I was down here visiting my mum. And I remember being in my tent and my sister phoning me to say that my brother was terminally ill. And and I remember sitting in the tent being really shocked and thinking, well, that's just killed my trip. because it's all about me, obviously. That's just killed the trip. So I was kind of, wanting to come back here and have a better experience. And I think we've done that. But in terms of no one dying kind of thing. And because I think I was the only person camping. There was like a couple of families in the pods. But because it was still spring, it wasn't like the height of summer. And I had the camping field to myself, which is kind of cool, actually, I have to admit. And when we arrived here, it's packed. There's like a few families have taken over all of the bell tents. There's another family quite near us, next to us. They seem quite sweet. And then there's like another one in the far part of the field. But we got the closest spot to the showers. And then there's the all of the camping pods are all used up, and then the house is full. I think there's a youth club here as well. And the thing is when you have multiple users for different activities, it's difficult for the staff to stay on top of it. So like one of the toilets is already blocked, one of the showers is blocked and it's all yellow water in it. It's like, oh, crumbs, man, this is not good. I still kind of wanted to have the outside experience, because I know that when you use youth hostels, you have a mixture of, you sleep outside, but then there's a really well-equipped kitchen, that you have full access to, an outdoor kitchen, even though it's inside, and it's got everything, you're not short of anything. So I was kind of, and there's outside showers as well, so they called the shower shack. And so I kind of stupidly, went for my morning constitutional, and then there was somebody pulling on the door while I was in there, and it's just like, it's locked for a reason. It's not locked to keep you out because I don't want you to use it. It's locked because I'm in here in a vulnerable position. So I had to say, occupied. So they buggered off, You think pulling on it a couple of times, you'd work that out. Excuse me. And then So I went to use the outside shower, which they call the shower shack, and it's like, oh, wonderfully hot showers outside. There was no heat in that water whatsoever. So, I mean, it didn't bother me too much because once you get accustomed to a cold shower, it's fine. But it was a cold shower. There's no two ways about it. There was no warmth in it whatsoever. So I just had to live with that. And also, spoiled in terms of like... Sorry, I just got attacked by a fly. Morgan Porth, the showers are great, or good. Sorry, not great, they were good. And then Land's End with the rain showers, absolutely spoilt there, both from the point of view of the pod and the campsite showers section. And here it was like a trickle of sort of, you know, cold water coming out. Felt like I had to run round it just to get, you know, all the soap off me. So I was not pleased with that. I can't say that they're a friendly bunch here. They're not, actually. There's a couple of guys that seem okay, said hello and stuff. But, you know, it's groups that have dominated the space. So yeah. So that's our morning. I've left Lucas sleeping because I thought there's no point in getting him up yet. We haven't got to be at my mum's until 10:30. So, and since I got up at the crack of dawn, I've already packed my stuff away and just left him in the space. And I thought, well, I'll come and record a podcast, and now I've got time to edit it and upload it, and not edit it because none of these are edited. Actually, I should point this out. So just so you know, everything that you're hearing is off the cuff and unedited. So it's not like I sit here and script them. I have an idea of what I'm going to say, but I don't sort of spend time and cut bits and pieces out at all. That's kind of not what this is at all. That's, you know, so I'm going to go make myself a coffee and do some writing, perhaps, and then sort of wait for Lucas to stir or, you know, rouse him a bit now. And then we'll start the pack down for the final time on this adventure. I'm going to have to sort of do the debrief kit, of go through all the kit and clean out all the tent and do all of that stuff. At some point over the next couple of days, probably tomorrow if I've got time. Could do with a rest, actually. So we'll see. Maybe I won't record it, episode 9 tonight. If I do one, maybe I'll do it tomorrow. We'll see. So the rest of the day, we get to prepare. It's going to have breakfast, which I'm really looking forward to. I'm not going to lie, actually. Mum's home cooked food is really something else, so I'm looking forward to that. And then we're off to a water park. Now, it was really cloudy when I woke up this morning, and I wasn't sure necessarily about the weather. It certainly wasn't cold at all or anything like that. It was absolutely fine, but I thought, is it water park weather? But then I thought, well, I've had a cold shower, so I'm probably used to it and ready for it now. So, that said, I'm going to say water park. What I actually mean is it's not like slides and stuff. It's water adventure where you get to run about on different apparatus. Anyway. And then, you know, we are, compared to being at the end of the kingdom, we are 2 hours away from home. So, I mean, I'm expecting a bit of traffic as there always is around the M4. But in theory, it should be okay. It's not going to be too taxing. It'd be exhausting doing the water thing because I'm ever so slightly unfit. Not as fit as I was the last time I did it, which is about 2 years ago. But I'm looking forward to it, actually, this last day. So yeah, maybe I was completely inaccurate about this being the last episode. I think I should do an episode 9. And I think I'm really pleased because I've done this over a period of 8 days, with one exception of one episode not being published on the day. So anyway, thank you for listening, and I will see you on the next one.